God invites you to pray to His Heavenly Father as your Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father. So as dear children of our Heavenly Father, we pray through faith in Christ. Sometimes even if our words are simple and unadorned, not fancy. And sometimes even if we don't know how, even if somehow we've forgotten the words of the Lord's Prayer, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we don't know how to pray or what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So what is your prayer? Jesus encourages us to pray persistently, even impudently and shamelessly. Ask for that which God wants to give. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. So what's your prayer? What do you ask God for? Augustine says, "Let then the slothfulness of men be put to shame. He is more willing to give than we to receive. He is more willing to show mercy than we to be delivered from misery." We don't pray enough because we don't often trust that our prayers will be heard. But they will. Prayer to our Heavenly Father is a blessed opportunity granted to us by the gospel. Jesus teaches us that Christian prayers are unfailingly heard because God has promised to hear us. And God keeps His promises. So what's your prayer? I'll let you in on a few of mine. Last week I prayed that Holy Cross would have a great vacation Bible school, that many young hearts would be touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you were around here last week, if I was on Friday, you know that happened right here where you're sitting. I think you'd say, prayer answered. Last week I prayed for safe travel to Tampa and back. Well, here I am. Prayer answered. And I prayed that the Holy Spirit would bless our conference of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod with His presence. And as we prayed and worshiped together and gave thanks together and rejoiced together and grieved together, and convened in humble repentance and forgave each other in fellowship and in unity, prayer answered. And then when I prayed for the 16 souls who attended the National Youth Gathering, I prayed that the Holy Spirit would be upon them, touch their hearts, and draw them closer to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, you saw the video. Prayer answered. But I want to tell you a little more. Because I also prayed to see Christ's presence. Where did I see Christ's presence? In the body and blood of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, shared among 23,000 Lutheran Christians, men, women, and teenagers, perhaps in a way like Jesus did with the feeding of the 5,000. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, "Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? because there is one loaf. We who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Indeed, we all are part of the body of Christ in this world. And we all are participants in the body and blood of Christ, whether you're at the National Youth Gathering or not. You participate in it. You participate in the mission of every missionary in Africa and Asia that I heard about at this last convention, because you are part of the body of Christ that is being shared with people who need to hear about the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, through the eternal life that He won for you and for them in His death and His resurrection. You are part of that. You participate in that. Where did I see Christ's presence? In three exhausted teenagers who volunteered to forego a nap and take a long tram ride to go with me to register and pick up 15 backpacks. In young men and women stopping to pray with each other, to share their genuine love and concern and sympathy and support for each other over real, very real suffering and problems. And a 21-year-old man sharing how his faith in Christ's promises got him through his suffering after he lost both his father and his brother. In the long, outstretched arm of an older teenage young man, reaching out to put that arm around the shoulder of a younger teenage boy, when a stadium filled with 22,000 other people were singing together, arm in arm. Where did I see Christ's presence? On the tram, in the praying hands of a young woman as her pastor tried to share the good news of Jesus Christ and Christ's love and forgiveness to a broken person who's suffering from gender dysphoria. And young men and women enjoying the best in each other, in wanting the best for each other, in encouraging one another, not because they were told to by their mom and dad, not because they had to because their pastor was there, but because they actually care for each other and want the best for each other. Just plain living like baptized Christians that they are, with the love of Christ spilling out of them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Where did I see Christ's presence? In the hearts of you who labored and sacrificed and contributed and supported to send them, and prayed to our Heavenly Father to bless them. Prayer answered by our Heavenly Father. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.